Moncrief on News Talk.
But I have a new one for you now. You may never have heard of Ballerina Cappuccino or Chimpanzini Bananini on your TikTok For You page. And if you haven't, well, that's probably a very good sign. It means you've escaped what's known as Italian brain rot. For now, anyways. These characters are as silly as they sound, but this is what's really interesting. They come from the new generative AI meme that is sweeping across social media and being consumed by children. But is a ballerina with a cappuccino's head really that innocent? Well, I'm joined by Catherine Prasifka, author and writer in residence for Maynooth University, to tell us more. Catherine, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
I think I might be in the people who are blessed by not knowing very much about this.
I think that's probably true. I know it's a hard one to get your head around exactly, but it's all over TikTok, or at least now. In about 2 weeks, who knows what's going to be trending, but it's everywhere.
So just before we go to the Italian variety of the brain rot, brain rot itself, the idea of that, that's one of the newest words, isn't it, that got introduced to the Oxford English Dictionary recently?
Yeah, it's a word that's been prevalent on the internet for a while that basically just means content that you are looking at that is low quality, that is nonsensical, and that has like an effect on your mental state or your mental health.
I'd say, is that 95% what most people are scrolling all the time?
Not necessarily, but I would say a large part of it is. And I think we're trending towards more of that type of content.
Right. And with it comes all these, its own language really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the internet has its own language. Young people has its own language, but it's kind of impenetrable if you're outside of it.
Yeah. Skibidi toilet?
Yeah, that's a bit, that's old news now.
Oh, fair enough. Riz, I've heard Riz.
Riz, that's still popular. It means charisma.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But then you get into some dodgy ones, don't you? Sigma and mewing.
Yeah, they're from incel ideology, which obviously kind of got mainstream prominence with the show Adolescence. Like, yeah. We're finally talking about it. But I think been prevalent on the internet for a long time. What's worrying to me is that these are fringe communities that through this kind of nonsensical language are gaining more and more prominence and becoming more normalised.
Right. So your fear with all this is what exactly, would you say?
Numerous fears. Okay. I think the biggest one with this is that this is AI generated content that people don't really have a hand in making, but is kind of attuned to, you know, adult sensibilities and humor. But because it's so, like, I don't know, bubblegum looking and kind of funny, kids are looking at it, and there's no real way to filter it out, the kind of content that
what kind of stuff is it?
Seeing.
I haven't seen it at all.
It's very hard to describe on the radio. I'm aware of that. It is these characters. So there's Ballerina Cappuccino, who's a ballerina with a cappuccino for her head. There's a shark who wears shoes.
They're sounds kind very of Disney-esque.
Kind of, yeah, but just funny, nonsensical. And there's no real through line or storyline to what they're doing. So the joke is the characters are nonsense. You know, I saw one where Ballerina Cappuccino was on the Titanic and got on a lifeboat. I've seen ones where they're singing stories about their lives. I've seen ones where they're all in love triangles. There's no clear, like, lore or story.
AI generated.
Yeah, and anyone can create
it. It's not just the graphics. It's the storylines
and the singing and everything. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure someone puts in a prompt saying, Ballerina Cappuccino on the Titanic, and then something is just spat out. But I think the fact that there's no coherent storyline or agreed upon narrative means that anybody can upload anything. And if you've seen one of the videos, you'll see another, you'll see another, and you can end up down these rabbit holes just because you like the character, not because of the storyline.
And when you say kids watching them, what age are you talking?
It depends. Like, when does your kid get a phone?
Sure, ideally, you know? I think when they start secondary, I think it's what most people would try and stick to.
Yeah, but I think it's so difficult to protect your child from this, because if anyone in their class has a phone, they are probably looking at this on social media, then they're talking about it in the playground, they're being shown it at sleepovers and on play dates and things like that. So I think the moment your child has a phone, they're probably looking at something like this.
Now, when you think of things that our kids looked at when they were growing up, there's all the greats like Tinky Winky and Lala and Poe and Dipsy. The difference here, though, is that was BBC content, which was...
Exactly. Moderated. You could complain to somebody if you didn't like the content. There were writers behind it. Whereas now, the best you can hope is that the algorithm doesn't show your child this. And if there's anything unsuitable there, the algorithm will filter it out. But we don't have algorithms that are sophisticated enough to do that. You can try and filter out keywords and maybe bloody imagery. But when it's an animated image, that's really difficult to do. And when it's ideology and not just keywords, you know, you can express a problematic viewpoint without using anything that will tick off a filter. And, you know, on TikTok, people, you know, they say, they don't say kill, they say unalive, because they know when you use certain words, it's algorithmically unfriendly.
Okay.
So there's an awareness of the algorithm. So if you want your content to be seen, there's a way of doing that. So this content, there's no way to moderate it, and there's no one to complain to. And the best hope we have is that the algorithm does something.
Right. And you did use the word in the article, tainted. You think that the AI, what it's been educated on, is already tainted?
It is, yeah. So basically, the way AI is trained is it's on data. You feed it a bunch of content and then it reproduces things based on that content. But we've seen, obviously, massive leaps in AI in the last number of years. And in order for it to keep advancing and getting, quote unquote, smarter, it needs more and more content, and we just don't have enough. So what AI companies are doing at the start, they were using articles, they were using books, they were potentially using copyrighted materials. That's another topic. But they were looking for high quality material. But now they need so much, so they're just letting everything in. They're letting in random posts from Reddit. They're letting in tweets. They're letting in other AI generated content. And when you do that, they can't control what it's trained on, then what it spews out. And the best thing that they're trying to do is moderate that content and create filters. But they do that through hiring people normally in developing countries and paying them no money to try and create filters by themselves, recognizing
so it's really hard to
there.
Do, isn't it?
It's incredibly
almost like
hard to do.
What's being posted on various social media. There's just more stuff being posted than you can possibly keep abreast.
Yeah,
keep
and they
of.
Talk about AI as having a kind of a black box you know, mechanic, where the creators of the technology don't actually really know exactly what's going on, because you feed the data in and then it goes in there and then it comes out the other side. So once there's something tainted in there, it comes out and it can be impossible to catch in the filters because it comes out in ways you don't expect.
Right. And then to paint the doomsday scenario of this, you have very young kids watching it and you have them communicating with each other in languages which we don't get anymore, because like all the phrases you use, Sigma, mewing, we're just not familiar with it.
Well, exactly. And this is what makes it so difficult, I think, as well, which is that with the internet, we're seeing culture that is passed up and not passed down. So no longer do our elders know more about what's going on in the world than we do, you know, and I'm sure someone younger than me knows more about the internet than I do. But we are basically playing catch up and trying to learn what kids are looking at. I mean, I don't even fully know, you know, and I would be a very online, you know, 20-something-year-old.
Right. Are they not, though, do they not have an inbuilt kind of capability to sort out the kind of the bullshit from the you know, the normal stuff? Or, you know, as I know that when we read articles about how afraid we are of what our children will, you know, ingest or see on ChatGPT and all the other sources, I find now when I talk to them, they're well ahead of us. They're kind of looking at me saying, everyone knows that's rubbish. Don't believe everything that tells you. You sound like you showing your age in a bad way, because you're believing these stories and they already instinctively know. Trust me, come on.
No, I'm very skeptical, I think, of how much AI is adding. And I think at the best, what it's kind of doing is creating, low quality content that, you know, is designed to capture attention and provide nothing else, which I don't think is very good for children to be exposed to. But I do think there are numerous ways that it can be abused, and it doesn't necessarily have to be malicious. It doesn't have to be, you know, one bad party saying we're going to use this to, you know, indoctrinate children. But things slip through there, like with the way of, like, you know, like Sigma male and incel ideology coming out, bubbling to the top of culture. So I think, well, look, we have to be, I think, more skeptical of the technology that companies are offering us.
Yeah.
Because they tell us it's going to be great, but I've yet to see any evidence of that.
They always do. And as we stand at the moment, the guy who designed the iPhone, he's setting up a new business for new AI generating phones, aren't they? So this is only the tip of the iceberg, really, isn't it, what they see at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the speed at which it's moving and the scale that they're moving at has knock-on consequences that I think it's very difficult to regulate. And I think things are just showing up on our feeds like this that we have very little hand in making and we don't understand.
The regulation of it's so difficult, isn't it? Even as a parent, you know, trying to keep your child off the phone till they get to secondary, that's getting harder every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as I said, even if you can do it, you kind of need your child's whole community to do it as well. Otherwise, it still seeps in.
And is there a sense too on the regulatory front that it's kind of slipping away from people, that you're no longer able to regulate it?
Yeah, I think we've kind of breached a kind of internet event horizon where you can no longer really opt out of it. And the technology, as I said, is moving so quickly that we can't regulate it. And we're basically just having to accept what is there. And I'm not saying that you can put the genie back in the bottle. You know, I think we're too late now. But I think being skeptical of the genie is important.
Catherine, that isn't scary at all. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Sorry.
If anyone sleeps in their beds tonight, they'll be doing well. Thank you very much. That's Catherine Prasifka, author and writer in residence for Maynooth University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.